The chief commander of the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps has emphasized Iran's power in both offense and resistance. Major General Hossein Salami says that the IRGC is capable of striking the enemy accurately and with maximum intensity. Salami says that Iran's active resistance has led to the failure of the enemy plots. It stressed that the Islamic establishment gains its legitimacy and power from the people. The IRGC commander also touched upon the role of Israel in instability in the Middle East. It said that most regional countries are fed up with Tel Aviv's mischiefs. The general said that such measures will naturally lead to the final decline of the Israeli regime. Now from Guam, I'm joined by Sam Mehdi-Tarabi, director of Risalat Strategic Studies Institute. Good to have you with us, Sam. But let's have your assessment of the situation. The IRGC commander-in-chief believes that countries like Iran, they are gaining more and more power, and Israel and the U.S., they're going down and on the decline in terms of power.
Actually, that's true. And it's something that's been going on actually for a while. It's not a new occurrence. You always have in history cycles where powers who are falling and powers who are rising, and it is the case in our region. This is the case right now. You have America who came in after the British in the region and is now declining, and with the decline of the U.S., you have its allies like Saudi Arabia and Israel declining, and you have the powers like Iran after the revolution being able to build itself again and make itself powerful again after a long time in history where it wasn't, and this power is rising, and it's basically the way history works.
And where will this all end in? Will this culminate in a total destruction in the course of time?
Well, you know, it doesn't ever always end. It's always a cycle. It's up and down, and it depends on how countries are governed. When you see a country like Israel, which is a officially and self-declared racist and apartheid state, that these kind of states never survive, the best example being South Africa, apartheid South Africa. If you look at Saudi Arabia, which is, you know, a medieval royal absolute, you know, kingdom, obviously these kind of systems don't survive. But Iran, on the other hand, is a republic. It's an Islamic republic, of course, because Iranians are Muslim. And it has elections, it has a system where you have a very sophisticated system of governance. So obviously, if you're going to be looking at the future, between these three, which one is going to survive? Obviously, Iran is the one that's going to survive. And again, the main issue is that the only reason you have Israel and Saudi Arabia surviving is because of the support that they get from the U.S. And when that support itself is declining, when the U.S. itself is declining, you can count the days that these two will no longer exist.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for your comments. Sam Mehdi-Tarabi, director of Risalat Strategic Studies Institute, who joined us from the city of Qom.